DK Metcalf, and you're listening to Roster Watch.
Hey there, Roster Watch Nation. It's your friendly neighborhood trash man. And have you downloaded the 2026 fantasy draft cheat sheet over at rosterwatch.com? Any format you want, we got the answer for. And we update these draft cheat sheets on pretty much a daily basis. So if you don't want to continue dropping the ball in every sense of the and in every sense of the term, then come over to rosterwatch.com, draft our fantasy draft cheat sheet, really up until, you know, drafting ends, up until almost, you know, game day of the 2026 season. We got something for you, so make sure you come and do that. Now back to the business at hand. Now, fantasy managers love asking one question when they're on the clock, and that is this player worth taking here? But that's the wrong question. A better one is, if I pass on this player now, can I get a similar player or can I get similar production one or more round later? And that's the difference between drafting players and drafting value. Every pick has an opportunity cost, really. If you can replace a player's production around later, you probably spent premium draft capital on something that wasn't actually scarce. The goal isn't simply to draft the best player available. It is to draft a production that won't be there the next time you're on the clock. The best fantasy managers don't draft names. They draft scarcity. And scarcity, especially with quarterbacks, matters more than rankings. Imagine you're drafting in round five and the board looks something like this. So you have Jaden Daniels. Maybe not round five. Say maybe you're round two. You have Ted McMillan. You have Omarion Hampton. Most fantasy managers immediately compare Daniels to the other players on the board, but that's the wrong comparison. Said, ask yourself, if I pass on Daniels here, what quarterback can I get one round later? You know, and chances of you're drafting with the roster watch, you're probably not going to be drafting a quarterback until, you know, a much later round. But the fantasy landscape is changing somewhat now to where we have these quarterbacks who you can draft earlier and it won't hurt you. So depending on your league, maybe, you know, after that round you have, after that quarterback, after Daniels, you have like a Justin Herbert or Brock Purdy or Dak Prescott. Another quarterback who wins primarily from the pocket. And these guys are all good fantasy, quality fantasy starters, but Daniels offers a rushing ceiling that very few quarterbacks can match. You know, there's only a handful of those guys that are going to get you those yards on the ground as well as through the air. And so now you have to ask the same question at wide receiver. If you pass on a Tech McMillan, are there still several receivers of that ilk with wide receiver two upside, you know, on a weekly basis available on the next turn? And in most drafts, the answer is absolutely. So in that case, you might want to go with the quarterback with Daniels there, you know, kind of see what I'm saying. We'll move on to another position, running back, which is a position where I think this really, you know, where the case is point here. Running back is where the concept becomes, I think, the most valuable. So let's say you're deciding between like a Trevaion Henderson or RJ Harvey, you know, one of these players who could end up being a starting back, the starting back, the marquee back in their backfield. But there are, you know, some barriers to entry there. So you got to look ahead after this tier, the draft board starts filling up with committee backs, you know, for the most part, passing down specials, third down backs, and handcuffs who need an injury to, you know, become viable in fantasy. So you have to ask yourself, will another projected or possible lead back still be available one round from now? And I'm not saying these guys are lead backs necessarily, but they could be, you know, depending on their camps, depending on how things shake out before week one. If the answer is no, then you've identified scarcity. Maybe Harvey carries a little more risk than you like. Maybe Henderson carries a little more risk than you like, but that isn't really the point. The point is that the workloads will disappear much faster than fantasy managers realize. So sometimes you're not drafting the player, you're drafting the last dependable opportunity. And that's no more apparent than with running backs. And with wide receivers, you don't really have to panic as much. The position is deep. Wide receiver is where fantasy managers fail this test the most often. So say you're on the clock and you have available Romo Dunze, you know, also from the same offense, Luther Burden III. Your instinct is to grab your favorite receiver before someone else does. But you have to stop and ask yourself, can I find another receiver with a similar projection one or more rounds later? And most times, most years, the answer is yes. Wide receiver is loaded with talented players capable of producing wide receiver two and wide receiver three numbers on a regular basis. That doesn't mean that every receiver is interchangeable by any means, but it does mean that you shouldn't force the position simply because someone you like is available. Receiver depth creates flexibility, and so, you know, we should use it as fantasy managers. At tight end, you have to be a little bit more careful. You have to know where the cliff is. Because tight end isn't about rankings, it's about tiers. You know, suppose you're debating whether you draft a Tucker Kraft, but also available are like a Colston Loveland, players of that ilk. You have to ask yourself, if I wait one more round, am I still getting a tight end I'm comfortable starting every week? And if the answer is yes, then you should probably wait. If the answer is no, then you found your pick, right? Because you're not drafting because of ADP. You're drafting because the position is about to fall off a cliff and you don't want to go with it. So don't chase ADP, chase scarcity. One of the biggest mistakes fantasy managers make a lot of the time is celebrating winning ADP. A player falls well past his ADP. Everyone in the room starts saying, oh, I can't believe he's still there. I should have taken him. But the better question is, would I rather have this player or the last projected starting running back before the position dries up? Maybe the falling player is your fourth wide receiver. You know, and you're getting a deal, you're getting a steal, but maybe the running back won't make it back to your next pick. You know, ADP value feels good, but roster value wins championships, you know? Sometimes the correct pick isn't the player who's falling, it's the player who won't fall. You know, and this is all a lot of investigation and a lot of research you're going to have to do, you know, to make these accurate picks in your draft. But you can forego all that simply by using our 2026 fantasy draft cheat sheet here at rosterwatch.com, because we've done all the legwork for you. Well, Alex has most of it. He's worked tediously to, you know, fashion that thing to where you're always making the best pick. You know, he's not just factoring in ADP. He's factoring where, you know, across multiple platforms where you can draft these players, where you can get value, where you can get these players before they fall, you know, or before, you know, the position falls off a cliff. All that work's been done for you. You just got to follow the cheat sheet here at rosterwatch.com.